No, no, for no problem.
You have cards, which is more than.
Oh, so you guys are writers. You write the book.
Yeah, we're using that journal. Yes,
like
it's about
blog.
Collaborative art. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Discussing what it is, what it is, what is it, maybe not, what are the complications of that.
Oh, okay.
And this is our collaborative project for this author, and we call it Hospitality Suite. So people can come together, talk or be silent, and just enjoy a moment where they can sit down and have a drink.
How many of you came together?
We have two.
Two of you?
Yeah.
So that's the size room you have.
Ooh. I was trained in collaborative art.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
How can you get trained?
I'm a lithographer.
Mm.
And I went to college in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that's the central place for lithography. There's a institute called the Tamarit Institute that's associated with the university.
That's very well known for printmaking, isn't it? A lot of people go there and do their printing there.
They train people to be master printers. And a master printer, by nature, collaborates with the artist. And the artist comes and does the work on the stone,
mm-hmm.
right? And the printer serves the artists and collaborates with them, can suggest things. Usually the artist doesn't know anything technically about photography. So the master printer's job is to guide the artist through the process of making the print and not interfere with the artist, the artistic process. So it's a very interesting.
Well, it's up to you.
How do you say it? It's a relationship. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm very interested in offering a distinction between a relationship or professional service someone provides to another person who does not have or is not on the same level of knowledge concerning that specific kind of work. And that and a distinction to collaboration, which I think is something else. It asks for probably people who have the same knowledge within certain fields and then exchange information or work together. But if someone has more knowledge, and it's more of a transfer of knowledge than collaboration.
Yeah, it's
or
not that one has more or the other or less, and it's not exactly just a service.
Looking
at something?
It's more than this.
This is
a
hospitality suite.
This is a hospitality suite. I think you're
quite
I didn't know
this
where
this
I was, but now
you
tell me.
Yeah. If you want some water,
no.
I could give you.
So there isn't, well, it's
Hi,
not
honey.
Every room on every floor.
I don't think so, but I haven't been out there in the world. Sorry.
You're supposed to know
this
in a hospitality suite.
No, I'm not sure.
Too late, I already. Well, I don't know about too late. I already asked Carol. I mean, I don't No, but it's not okay for me because I asked you a few days ago. David's not the person who asked you. So why didn't you let me know? Because I'm the one who stuck with the decision and having to take the responsibility. And you said to me about 5 days ago, I'll have to ask Brad.
And then I made two other phone calls,
and I'm only now getting a response. It leaves me really stuck and feeling like, you know, it isn't a good feeling, let's just put it that way. Okay? If Carol, now that I've asked Carol, and I said, I'll pay her, because that's
a photographer. Did you say you're a trained photographer?
Printing on the stone.
Lithography. Are you working on the
No, now what I do is I paint with Sumi ink, and I decided to paint with egg tempera.
Sumi ink.
Sumi ink is like
Japanese.
A Japanese ink.
Japanese.
Uh-huh. They also do computer work. Training that I got has been very useful. There was a, I watched Charlie Rhodes last night. Do you ever, do you know that show?
Yeah, and I don't know the show. I just know.
Okay, well,
it's
very
this.
Wonderful. It's on 11 o'clock on PBS, public station.
Yeah.
And last night he talked about collaboration as well. It was the two guys that wrote the book called Freakonomics. Uh-huh. One guy is an economics professor, and the other guy is a journalist. And they worked together to write that book. So.
And that book was about collaborating?
No, Freakonomics is a book about economics.
Yeah, but has nothing to do with...
Book.
Yeah, just because you said that John Rhodes
well,
talked about...
Well, you had said to me when I talked to you about Tamarind is mm-hmm. that you felt that collaboration was a thing where people were on an equal... equal knowledge base. But what they said was that the journalist is a great writer. He
mm-hmm.
says, I write all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the economics professor, all he does is he does, he runs numbers all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so he's not necessarily a great writer, mm-hmm. but I am. But he's got great stories.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can take his stories and turn it into
yeah.
this great book.
Yeah.
And it has depth because the economics guy has something important
to
say.
Have terms, and the other one knows how to
sure.
write a story.
Sure.
Put it into a story.
There
yeah.
are many, many different forms of that. I mean, there's a dance group. One of the partners is no longer alive, but Bill T. Jones, Artie Zane, where I think they created dances together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not quite sure how that happens, but I think that you're thinking more that
yeah.
line.
Yeah, I'm still, you know, I'm still discussing it researching it in a way but I think for me I think there has to be a distinction between collaboration and two people coming together, one of them being able to provide a service, as I call it, to the other. That is not, I think there is a distinction. But I mean, there are many different aspects.
And what is
here.
That distinction?
Just one possible definition of it would be what I've said before, that it would be two people who... That it's not a situation where I have something in my hands that I need to see translated into another form by someone who has a completely different knowledge. But
mm-hmm.
two people come together and they work on one topic together. Maybe they're coming
yeah.
from two different sides.
I don't understand. I understand what you're saying. In fact, I don't know if you remember Mysteries with an author called Ellery Queen. This would be before your time. Ellery Queen was actually two first cousins who wrote together.
Oh.
I mean, they wrote together. I'm not quite sure how that happened, whether they wrote alternate paragraphs or alternate chapters
yeah.
and they edited each other's work. But it was... you know, and they argued about plot together. I don't know exactly how it worked, but you never had a sense when you read it that there were two people involved. It was as if it was one person.
Uh-huh.
So I think maybe that's part of it. But I would like to ask you, why is this interesting to you? I mean, is it because you have some... In a fragmented society, the artist who works alone just adds to the sense of fragmentation, and you're looking for some way things to be more collective.
I think for me it's a very basic sociopolitical issue, I would say. And I'm my background is in philosophy, so I'm coming from... It's also an interdisciplinary topic to me, not specifically art. I'm very interested in the way it's solved or resolved or complicated within the art world or within that practice, that specific practice, which is called art. because it seems to me it's more, has more levels to it than in any other field that I would look at. There is more of the individual is much stronger. I can feel or has the individual is much stronger expressed. So I'm just really interested how can human beings, if you think of them as isolated units, how can they connect? That how can we connect with each other? That's probably my main interest. And then there comes language in. How does it work? How does it? What are the problems with language? And then collaboration is just the next step to how do people in a group, how are they able to exchange information and make other people understand what they have in their heads? And how do you bring that out? How do you make someone else understand what your thoughts are, what your desires are?
Well, it's almost impossible, but it's interesting to try.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to like Anthony Robbins tape, you know who he is. He's like a coach kind of person. And he has little audio tapes that you can listen to. Something that he says is that your goals are driven by your values, which are driven by your beliefs. And so it strikes me that you have a value about collaboration. I wonder if you're aware of that. The thing that you say about service.
Yeah. That's what you were talking about. I think that's what I raised about it a few minutes ago.
In other words, as you explore collaboration, if you have a value that says, well, this isn't what I'm interested in, then you're not going to ever look at that. And that value, according to Anthony Robbins, would be based on a belief. So you believe something.
I'm questioning. I don't have answers. I don't have any questions. And my main question is, how can we connect? How can two individuals or human beings connect? That's a starting question. And then they're just...
Okay, so one way would be... The Tamron thing isn't exactly a service thing, but one way to collaborate and connect would be through service.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to look at that...
Connect, yes, but not collaborate,
yeah.
I think. But, see, that's...
Okay,
yeah.
But why? So what I'm asking is, what's the belief behind that?
The idea, it's not a belief. I think that's not a word I would use at all. It's my idea that collaboration really, as I said before, asks for two people being somewhat on the same level of maybe even power or knowledge, you know, kind of. It's something about equality as a starting point. But that's still, you know, this is not a belief, it's an idea. It's something that I'm researching and I'm trying to discuss with other people and find out more about it. And it's just so, that's where I'm at now, saying that I think there is a distinction between service provision and collaboration, and for me that's my idea right now, is that it's somewhere there, that there must be some equal starting point between.
Okay, well, just for information,
so you believe
me?
That you believe,
well,
you place a value, on equality regardless.
No, I don't. I'm still discussing. It's not a belief for me, it's something very rigid. That's what I believe, that's it. Point, you know, for me it's still, that's something I propose and I put out and I want a reaction to it. I'm discussing it. It's not the final thing.
So in a pragmatic sense, is it realistic to expect a relationship to be equal?
It can be an aim. You can try to work towards it. But what does equality mean? You know, in what level can you measure equality?
But to what purpose if you don't value equality?
Well, within a collaborative context, I would want to have the same rights as my opponent or my collaborator to give it a more pragmatic context.
Right.
Because I think it depends
it's
really
still
on the situation.
That's still something you want.
Equality is a value. It sure is, yeah. But they're more
challenging you around that. Because I often work with people and it's not an equal relationship.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And sometimes I'm the one that's the important artist, and sometimes they're the important artist. But I still contribute.
Yeah, but I think, yes, collaboration is not just, okay, that's how we set it up in theory, and that's how then it works in practice. I think in practice there's a lot of negotiation going on, and a lot of dynamics and flexibility is important. But I lost my breath.
I did want to just put out that you may or may not have heard of an orchestra called Orpheus,
yeah,
which exists without the conductor. That's all.
Great.
Probably the only one.
Yeah.
Craig, I am beginning to feel like
we should go. Perhaps. Okay.
Thank you very much for sharing.
It was very interesting talking to you.
Yeah.
Good luck with your project.
Thank
you for the glass of water.
You're
really
welcome. You can have more if you want to.
Actually,
take a
sure.
Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.